The FC Buffalo podcast is brought to you by Center Ice Sports Cards, as well as Spot Coffee and Northtown Orthopedics. Visit them all from our website at fcbuffalo.org, which you're obviously at because you're getting this podcast. I am Nick Mendola, and we cheated a little bit for this week's podcast. Slide in an interview I did on my radio program on WECK with former U.S. men's national team player, current ESPN analyst, as well as ABC, Alexi Lalas. Pretty good talk, so I hope you enjoy it. We started off by talking about Vintage Night. We're trying to get Sabres fans to go to a game on February 20th and dress like it was the early 70s with the suits and the rolled-up newspapers and the hats. So there's your background info. Hope you enjoy the podcast. We should bring Monocles back, and we have someone on the line who's going to talk to us about American soccer and the MLS, who is a big enough fashion fixture in the world. Alexi Lalas, do you think you could help us bring the Monocle back?
There's no chance in hell. Absolutely not.
That
should not be brought back. It's a thing of the past and should stay in the past.
Fair enough. Is there anything that should be brought back?
Well, you know, people have tried with the mullet, you know, all the cool kids over in Brooklyn with the mullet, and it hasn't worked.
Yeah.
It's hard to bring something back, you know, whether it's parachute pants or members-only jackets and stuff like that. Then you just kind of look... if it was cheesy back then it's probably even cheesier now.
Yeah, and if you're members only, you're really only a member of some sort of douche club. Alexi Lalas is with us. We're really happy to have you on. We've been watching your veritable transformation. You've done just about everything. We're talking obviously played in the World Cup, played in Italy, management, analyst, everything all together. How are you settling into this whole ESPN ABC soccer role? You love it?
It's fun, yeah. It's a good time. It keeps me in the game. It's a completely different perspective on the game that I know and love, and as challenging, if not more so, in many ways. And you know, this summer was a great time to be involved with ESPN and with soccer, being with the World Cup. So I'm having a blast.
The general state of U.S. soccer is just something I want to ask you about. Obviously. You were fairly outspoken, or at least your reaction was to the U.S. not getting the World Cup, but the team obviously has played very well. I'm not going to ask you to give us some sort of soliloquy or thesis statement on the future of the game here, but if you're an American soccer fan, how should you feel about it?
I think you should be very positive. I think if soccer was a stock, this is something that you want to get in on, and Maybe for a number of years you've wanted to do that, but I think with what's happening now with Major League Soccer and the stadiums and the team consistently qualifying for World Cups and what we saw this summer in terms of the people watching soccer and the potential for this market to explode in the future, this is something that is headed in the right direction, which is important, but it's always going to compete against the other sports, and it can get very, very big, but I also think that it's always going to be one of the major sports, so the other ones aren't going anywhere.
When you look at the guys on America who have made the move across the pond, I think it's been a little bit of a debate as to does it make sense to stay on a team here and play 90 minutes and be a fixture on your team, or go somewhere where you have to work to get into a lineup? Clint Dempsey has obviously made the transition seamlessly. You headed overseas as someone who did it. What do you think is better, playing against the top and talent in the world, or playing in a league that's growing pretty well like MLS?
Well, as long as you're playing against the top talent, then that's better. But if the only thing that you want is to get over to Europe to play soccer, there are flights leaving every hour on the hour from LAX and from JFK, and that's not a problem. But for every Clint Dempsey that we talk about, there's another 50, 60 guys that went over and weren't in the right situation. You got to be playing, and you have to be playing consistently. And finding a place over in Europe that is the right thing in terms of the money that you're making, the relationship with the coach, the ability for your family, if you do have them, to assimilate to a different culture, times a different language. All of these things are important, and there's a lot of players that have gone over there and from a soccer perspective have regressed because they haven't gone into the right situation. So you have to be very, very careful with where you go and make sure that it's the proper fit on the field and off the field.
One question on the team before we get into MLS. We're talking with Alexi Lalas from ESPN and ABC. The state of of the U.S. strikers. I think even a year ago at this time, well, maybe a little more than a year, you're talking Charlie Davies, who's playing in France, and Jozy Altidore, who had a couple really good games for Hull. And now maybe that might have been the one thing that really was lacking at the World Cup was that finisher. Where are we right now?
We need some people that they're going to score some goals for us. We have gone through two World Cups now where we haven't had a forward, a striker, who has scored a goal for us, and that's not good. Now, to be fair, it is the most difficult thing to do in our game, and that's why they pay the big bucks to those guys that score the goals. And it's not easy to develop these players, but we need to have them. And at times we've had some good players in the past, whether it's an Eric Winalda, and certainly we talk nowadays about a Landon Donovan who's moved kind of into a midfield role. But we need some guys up there that are going to put the fear of God in other teams, in that they're going to take a lot of the pressure, and you're always going to have to be aware of them. And right now, unfortunately, I think when other countries play against the U.S., they're not scared of our attacking tandem or our guy up top. And you need to have people worried about where is that guy at all times. Otherwise, they can deal with a lot of other things defensively.
Alexi, what does it say that a guy like Jay DeMeritt, who I love watching play in the first place and was a captain in England, which for an American is remarkable, is with a lot of mileage still left on his legs, is going to come back stateside and play MLS?
I think it's great for the folks that are able to watch him consistently, and for MLS folks in general to be able to watch a guy that they saw in the World Cup. This is a business. This is entertainment. You want names. You want people that you recognize. And he certainly had a very, very good World Cup. I was really impressed with him because he played very, very simply in what he did. He understood what he was good at and what he wasn't good at, and made sure that he didn't put himself in situations where he was going to get exposed. And I think it's a great signing for the league to have him come back and be part of MLS, especially at a time where he can still contribute. He's not just coming back and isn't physically able to compete with a very, very difficult and physical league. So these are the types of signings that are important. And off the back of a World Cup, every 4 years we get this platform to promote the sport, and every 4 years a couple of big stars emerge. And you want to have them at your disposal on a consistent basis with your league. So it's a great signing.
Just a couple more questions for Alexi Lalas. I was a Toronto FC season ticket holder a couple of years ago. It was an incredible atmosphere. I can't get, even with the talent that they've brought in, is it simply a matter of getting the right manager there because they just haven't succeeded on the field?
Yeah, I mean, firsthand that the atmosphere and the organic type of situation they've created over there is phenomenal. And a lot of people still look to Toronto right now as the way to do it in terms of creating an atmosphere that is comparable and sometimes even better than what we're comparing and contrasting with around the world. That's all fine and well, but there's only so much beer you can drink before you get sober and you recognize that, hey, it's all fun and games, but we need a team that wins. And I got to take my hat off to you and the folks in Toronto that have consistently supported this team, because they need a team that's going to win. It's no different than any other sport. It's nice to have an environment that's exciting and people singing and doing all that sort of stuff. But when you go home, you want to have a team that's winning. I think that they need to find out and recognize what they want to be. I think they got some good heads up there right now. I think that they've cleaned house to a certain extent. And are almost starting over in terms of what they're going to do going forward. But they do have some good talent with De Rosario and those types of players. But they got to get it together. And when they do, it's going to be awesome for the people that have supported that team. But they are getting impatient, as they should.
One final two-part question for Alexi Lalas, the ESPN and ABC broadcaster and former U.S. World Cup standout. And Alexi, I just saw this on your Wikipedia. That's what made it a two-part question. So if it's not true, you can just tell us. First of all, I did know you're from Michigan. Have you ever played hockey or been around with that? And are you a Red Wings fan, I guess? And the second question is, it says you're a part-time player for Hollywood United FC. Who plays on Hollywood United FC?
That's what happens when you live out in Los Angeles, It's all about that crazy stuff. All right, back to your first question. I grew up in Detroit, and I am a Red Wings fan. I actually played much more hockey growing up than soccer because for the 2 weeks that the snow does melt in Michigan, I played soccer. I still play hockey. I don't play soccer anymore. I play hockey every week out in Los Angeles, and it's amazing. It's myself and a bunch of transplanted Northerners and Canadians that get together late at night and play hockey. It's something that I love. Something, you know, I can remember sitting Saturday night, being in Detroit. We would get CBC and we would watch Hockey Night in Canada and watching, you know, Daryl Sittler playing for Toronto. All these different players. So that was my Saturday night from a young age. It revolved around hockey, and it's a huge part of my life. I love hockey, and yes, I do love the Wings.
Well, we'll root for Jimmy Howard if you root for Ryan Miller. We'll worry about it when we get to the Cup. Alexi, if it was possible with your candor and obviously playing for my favorite team in the world, which is the United States soccer team, to appreciate you anymore, knowing you're a hockey fan is awesome. So hopefully we can connect again in the future.
Well, I appreciate it, and I appreciate you having some soccer on, and onwards and upward.
You got it. And enjoy the American Outlaws, boys. We were going to try and make it out to Vegas for that, but it's NCAA tourney time. I think you'll find those boys to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I hope I make it back alive.
Well, we hope you do too. Thanks a lot, Alexi. Have a great night.
All right. See you.
That went. You know, when you get names and guys you haven't spoken to, you hope that it goes well. That was pretty great.
Yeah, Alexi's pretty cool.
Alexi Lalas, big-time Red Wings fan. I guess I can root for the Red Wings. And I like that he plays more hockey than soccer, because that's the opposite of me. I grew up playing hockey, started playing soccer in high school. Well, that's just great. It just makes you feel warm all over. And that he made fun of Detroit's weather without saying, just like you guys in Buffalo. That's big-time knowledge, too.
Because he knows.
Yes. It's a late Nick Mendola program on WECK. We'll be back after the break. Plenty more to get to, including NFL picks on WECK. So that was the FC Buffalo podcast. A reminder that we can use all the support you can muster. If you want to buy season tickets or a scarf or a shirt, just head on over to fcbuffalo.org. It would mean the world to us. Thank you again for your continued support as we try to build Western New York soccer. And we are for our city.